and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softy to a success for you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We're up and running. Yes, 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 and another yes. You with myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio. Yes, a man. Man, what a week have I had in front of me, behind me, across me, alongside me, and all those beautiful things. I mean, people often talk about weeks that have passed instead of weeks that are within. And I've had a real within week for sure. I mean, man, you know, those who didn't see me on social media, why not? I was on the big ferry on the way to Ireland at a massive deep dive weekend with a Mr. Lee Tunney Ware. He's the man that made Ireland, Ireland, although he's not Irish. Should I even say that then? Actually, no. Let's say he presented into Ireland an escape. Shouldn't even say that either. Damn, I'm getting myself in a bigger hole here. Don't do it, Paul. Don't do it. But yeah, this was an amazing weekend. But here's the thing. And this is, sounds crazy, but the nearest I got to Guinness was the can of Guinness that my wife bought for me for when I arrived home. So, I mean, Ireland, I had no Guinness, only a couple of glasses of wine. I mean, how dreadful is that memory, or lack of memory, I should say. But an amazing, beautiful country. Really enjoyed it. And I'm really excited about going back out there in a couple of weeks with Mr. Lee Tunney Ware again. But setting that aside, I have something beautiful for us today. Now, this is part of a series that we've been doing since, I think, the beginning of the year. We've been full on here. But this one, this part, this series is with the amazing, the beautiful Tony Brown. Now, Tony Brown has the Total Body Health in London. Total Body Health. I mean, I've heard amazing things. But, I mean, listen, you just had to let someone out of the oxygen chamber. Do I have to say any more? Do you know what I mean? There's so much beautifulness that goes on there. But part of the reason why we created this little series between myself and Tony for UK Health Radio, because it's Total Body Health. I mean, come on, look at the synergy. Total Body Health, UK Health Radio. Everybody's looking to do the same thing, which is help human beings remain healthy human beings, can stay consistent within their healthy self. And sometimes we do need a little bit of recovery. Sometimes we do need to go somewhere where we realign our healthness, wellness. And sometimes it's more than realignment, it's actually saving myself all over again. Because there's always room to save who you are. Even though, dare I say it, you know, modern medicine doesn't always agree. There's always room to find a way of saving the health of who you are as a human being. We may think that modern medicine has all the answers, but it does not. It's not designed to. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing that 1,000 years from now, we'll still not have the answers to, you know, every aspect of heal within our life. And that's a good thing. But here's the thing. What we do have are gurus. We have amazing human beings that are coming in from, you could say, the back door, but not really, and bringing back from history the power of healing, the power of health, bringing it back from a place that doesn't require, we're going to say this out loud, antibiotics. What it does require is a process of healing that's directed from some of the most powerful organic healing opportunities that our bodies fall in love with. And this is Tony Brown. And this is Total Body Health in London. This is that person. You know, when you look at Tony, you see this clean, I say, beautiful individual that just oozes out the cleanliness of beautifulness. And let me bring him in. He's amazing. He's the wonderful. He is the absolutely gorgeous one to look at. Mr. Tony Brown from Total Body Health, coming in, my friend, and thank you for coming on the show.
What an introduction. Thank you, Paul.
And listen, this is our second go now. We're in episode 2 of our 4-part series that we are doing. And this one, and I'm going to throw this one, is how to sustain yourself. Now, people think about the word sustain, they generally put it to money immediately. How do you sustain life? And people automatically go to the amount they have in the bank, in their pocket, in their wallet, in their purse. They put it to that. Instead of sustaining yourself, is about your organic self, your, I don't know, we could look at all the micros that make up for, a human being to. Well, when you say sustain yourself, what does that feel like to you, Tony?
Well, I think about sustainability of self in three particular ways. One is physically, secondly, mentally, and thirdly, spiritually. And you know my beliefs about this, Paul. I believe that Mother Nature knows best. And when we as a species were put on this earth, I think that we were put here to be custodians of this earth, to look after it, look after ourselves and each other.
Wow.
And we're also given choice. And I think sometimes we as a species have made some good choices and other times not so good choices. And I think that we're still in the process of learning.
Wow, I love that. When you say in the process of learning, bear in mind how many hundreds and thousands of years we've taken to get to current day. And I think that it's an evolution and a learning process that we'll never actually get to the end of. I mean, isn't that what makes it so beautiful? I'm a massive believer, Tony, that we're made up of every particle of the universe. And being the universe is never ending, how can our learning ever be ending? Do you see it? That's my philosophy. It's my philosophy. But let's talk about sustaining yourself because this is our show today. Now, when we think about sustaining yourself, let's look. I want to talk about the range, if we can, of people that walk through your clinic. Can we call it a clinic? So the range that walk through your clinic, would you say that it's, and help me with this, is it from sheer just wanting to look after myself to the extreme of saving my life? And
It's
everything in between.
absolutely, Paul. You know, there are those who are high-level athletes, some of them professional athletes. Then there are those who are amateur athletes. Those who might be training for a marathon, those who just want to stay fit and as healthy as they can, right through to people with chronic illnesses, long-term illnesses, and those with life-threatening illnesses.
Yeah. Wow. And that range then tells you that what you offer within the clinic, and we're going to talk about that in a sec, because I want to bring that into the opportunities of how we sustain ourselves, what it looks like, the flip side to modern medicine, I'm going to say. When we think about that range that you mentioned there, that means it's not a niched particular person, it's the full range of human body behavior. Or human body, I don't know, health, sustainability. And that when we think about that, I mean, before we come on air, you said, Paul, I've got to let someone out the oxygen chamber in 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, when we think about oxygen, we think about air that we breathe. Is it that we need an oxygen chamber because the air that we breathe is just not the quality as it was perhaps 100, 200 years ago? Or maybe is it that if we have a particular quality of oxygen, it increases the speed rate of healing, recovery? How does that work?
It's a mixture of both. I mean, certainly the air that we have now is not the same as it was 100 years ago. Nor do we breathe the same as we did maybe 100 years ago either.
We don't.
We don't take in as much oxygen with each breath. We
Wow.
breathe in a more shallow way than we did. I mean, studies have been done from after the Second World War, which showed that we breathe far more shallowly now than we did then. And some of that's to do with the pace of life and our lifestyles now. Previously, there were just sort of a few different modes of communication. The
Yeah.
phone, get our information from one or two channels on the television and the radio, just a few channels on that. Now we are bombarded information and noise from every angle, from phones, texts, Instagram, Facebook, ping, 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 WhatsApp, ping, 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 100 miles an hour all the time.
Yeah.
And the thing is as well that these things, these phones,
yeah,
are, I've mentioned before, they're like crack cocaine. And unless we keep them in check, they will keep us in check.
Okay.
And so we don't breathe properly because we are too hyped up all the time and stressed. So that's...
Wow.
And because we don't breathe as deeply as we should, some people can get a condition called hypoxia, where they don't get enough oxygen in. This has an impact on the brain, has an impact on life generally.
Wow.
What oxygen does, obviously, is it sustains us. We can do without water for not very long, but a couple of few hours anyway, without feeling uncomfortable. Food for a few days without feeling uncomfortable, we can survive. Oxygen, we can't do without for more than a few minutes. Then we are done, expired. Normally, now we're breathing in about 23% oxygen. When you go in the oxygen chamber, you're breathing in about 95% oxygen.
Wow.
And what this does is sustain the body, revives it.
Wow. So let me come back. So I'm thinking about the oxygen chamber because that's in your clinic. So if I was to come in there, how long would I spend breathing in 95% or 90% oxygen? And how long would I, what are the sessions for? How long?
Now for 90 minutes.
Wow.
We use a soft shell chamber. And that takes 15 minutes to inflate. Then you're in there for 60 minutes, breathing in the oxygen, and then 15 minutes to deflate.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, when we think about that, I mean, my question is, why do we have to do that when there's oxygen around us, you know, all day long? Why would we have to go into an oxygen chamber?
Some of it is because people, this might sound a bit strange, don't even have time to breathe properly.
Wow.
Because they are juggling so many things, children, work, arms, that they never slow down.
Yeah.
And take a deep breath. And that increases people's stress levels.
And now, do you think, sorry, Tony, do you think that using the oxygen chamber, does that help to sustain physical, mental, spiritual, or all?
Definitely physical, definitely mental,
mm-hmm.
spiritual, it's up to you.
Okay. Wow. When we think about sustaining ourselves, generally, people say the basics are food and water, and we could say daylight, although not always, because you go to Iceland and they have, and it's dark for a period of part of the year there, you know what I mean? It's just not always the case, but certainly does help. So, well, again, let's think about sustaining ourselves. Now, food, water is a given, although I'm going to say perhaps there are people out there that don't drink enough water. And the body is having to cling on anything they can to get fluids from that, because you can't get fluids from food. You know, even coffee that's a hydrator, no, yeah, dehydrates you coffee, the body can still get some fluids from it, you know, because there is water in there. But do you think that as we are, as modern human beings, we are lacking in the quality of sustainability now within our lives?
That's definitely Paul. If we look at the basics that sustain us, we need sleep. We need good sleep. Without good quality sleep, you know what it's like. You wake up the next day, and you can't be bothered to get up. You're not operating on all cylinders. And you never quite get into the swing of things. And sometimes you can be grouchy as well. So sleep's very important. The next thing which you mentioned was water.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just do not drink enough water. We talked about coffee briefly there. Now, coffee, okay, it's a liquid, But it's not going to satiate your thirst. It's going to do the opposite.
Yeah.
It's called a diuretic, which
Wow.
actually takes hydration out of you. So, for instance, when people get up in the morning, don't reach for the coffee first. Water, drink water first. Then have some coffee, then some more water. But it's very important to hydrate properly every day.
I have a question because you and I've had lots of, I suppose, opinions on this. Firstly, on an average day without intense exercise, what is the average amount of water that one should drink?
Probably 2 to 3 liters,
2 to 3 liters a day.
depending on the size as well.
Wow. So I'm like 12 stone something. Actually, no, Paul, that's cheating. I'm about half stone overweight. Well, may actually a bit more. I'm being generous again. So I'm probably about 8 to 9 pound over my ideal weight right now. But if I was around about 12 stone 4, what am I looking at? 2 liters a day, 3 liters a day.
Yeah, 2 to 3 liters.
That's it's not a huge amount of water, really. But also, let's come to the morning and evening thing. And I've heard lots of different opinions on this either. I do drink water when I get up in the morning. That's done by habit. But this, should you drink a glass of water before you go to bed? Because I've heard some people say, you should not. But is it?
It's entirely up to you because we're all different. Now, some
Okay.
people drink a pint of water before they go to bed, and that's fine. Other people, particularly some of a certain age, you drink a pint of water before you go to bed, you're going to be up half the night.
Yeah.
So these things have to be taken into account as well.
I see
How
where you are.
old are you? What's your state of health like generally? And are you somebody who needs to urinate frequently or not? So, if somebody of a certain age may need to urinate more frequently, particularly during the night, then it makes more sense to drink more water during the day and then cut down as nighttime approaches.
I see where you are. And I generally make the mistake of doing it the other way around, and I'm guzzling water before going to bed. And trust me, I'm on a sponsored walk all night, then back and forth the toilet. I mean, it truly is. But let's think about this. Think about, listeners, we're looking at, how do you sustain yourself? Many of you will be sustaining yourself through what will be an inherited habits that you learned in your childhood from our parents. And we inherit sustainability on an emotional level that we transfer into a physical level that just generally, say, yeah, this runs in my family. This was my father. And, because a lot of how we function in life also is very dependable on what you've inherited and how loyal you are to that inheritance of, well, I saw my mother, father eat, drink, sleep this way. So this is what subconsciously I'm repeating for myself. Because when we look at, sustaining yourself, Tony, it's fair to say that a lot of people don't do the right thing for themselves. They do what they experienced within their childhood.
Absolutely. We do things unconsciously, and because that's stored in the back of our head, in our subconscious, which is actually what controls us,
Yeah.
and it runs our programs. So unless we are conscious about what we do things by habit. We get up every day, and unless something different happens to us, we do what we did yesterday morning. And the day before that. That's our habit when we get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, some of that's inherited from our parents, some of it's something that we put in place for ourselves at some point, and we just repeat, rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Now, if we think about, again, going back to sustainability, we've talked about sleep, hydration, the next thing is exercise. Now, some people get up in the morning and they exercise because that's part of them, or because that's something that they may have seen their parents do, or simply because they found out that it makes them feel better.
Yeah.
Now, when I think back to when I was a youngster at school, didn't matter what the weather was, we were thrown out of the classroom, playground, it's snowing, it's icy. Didn't matter if you fell over and ripped your legs open or whatever. That was it. You're not allowed to stay in the classroom. On top of that, here's a third of a pint of freezing cold milk as well. And that's pretty much how it was. Now, I think children stay inside a lot more, don't go out in cold weather. You know, again, at school, you get thrown out to go and run cross country in freezing cold weather. Breathing deeply cold air in whilst you're doing it, and that's clearing your lungs out whilst you do
Oh,
it.
wow.
Again, nowadays, children are not made to do that, or even in many instances, encouraged to do that. And so, left to their own devices, they'll sit and play on the phone or on a Xbox or a computer or something, and they won't get out and get that level of fresh air and exercise that we used to get forced to have when we were younger. Now, if you had that kind of stuff instilled in you when you were young, as I did, no choice, get out there in the cold, then either you sustain that, you carry it through as you get older, or you rebel against it and think, well, I don't have to do that anymore, so I'll just chill Netflix.
That's the sign of we're going to say low sustainability is Netflix. Absolutely. And here's what I'm going to do, Tony. I'm going to jump in because listeners, we're going to go into our first commercial, and what we're going to do when we come back, Tony's going to call out some contact details there as to where you can reach him and where his website and all these beautiful things. So we're going to be back in about, well, let's say about 90 seconds. Happy days. See you around the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and of course we are back in with myself, Paul Rees, UK Health Radio, and it's fantastic to be here, listeners, and thank you for your listening here. I do. I love the fact you loyally turn up, and I loyally turn up. Trust me, it's equal both ways. It really is there, and we just blast it out every week and do some of these wonderful deep dives, which is exactly what we're doing today. We are deep diving with the amazing Tony Brown of Total Body Health in London. Total Body Health in London. Tony, give us some contact details. How do we find you, my friend?
Find me on www.total-body-health.com.
There it is, man. What else?
Instagram, Total Body Health.
Okay. And do you know what? Is there anywhere? Do you have email?
Yes, email info@total-body-health.com. Now, the website is in the process of being reconstructed at the moment and should be available in a couple of weeks, the new one. But for now, the address I've just given is what it is.
Happy days. Do you know what? Most websites are in some kind of change or upgrade. I mean, it's awful. It's strange. We do tend to leave our websites till it's like a forced change. And we forget it's our shop window. Do you know what I mean? And we need to keep our shop window moving. That's how important websites are, for sure. But we're talking about, this episode is how to sustain yourself. And we've looked at the physical part, the essentials, which is, your fluids and looking at eating habits as such, but then let's move into the, how to sustain yourself mentally, because we have our three pillars here. So let's go into the mental part. Now, I think this is one of the most influences within eating, which is happy, sad, and again, stress. Let's look at, inherited mental habits, which we touched on before the commercial. There are so many aspects within your mental health, your mental wealth, your mental approach to life that, adds or takes away how you sustain yourself. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And the image that we have of ourselves is something that can either be beneficial or detrimental,
mm-hmm.
depending on how we've been brought up, what we've gone through as a child, and also throughout life. I mean, even things like, I'm sure that sometimes if you think back to your school days, there were teachers that you liked and ones that you didn't.
And
encouraged you and said, yeah, that's really good, or have another go at this or think about it this way. And then there were others that more or less treated you like an idiot and some who told you you're an idiot. And those things have a profound effect on self-image.
And when you think about the people that come into your clinic, do you find that there are people that are looking for mental alignment? And when I say mental alignment, let's not put this into a mental word. But are looking for, let's just call it, mind alignment, mind health. You find they're coming in looking for that as well as, let's say, physical body sustainability alignment.
Most people will come in with what on the surface looks like a physical issue.
Mm-hmm.
However, then you forget talking to them. And after a while, some people will open up and you find that the physical issue might be caused by a mental issue, or that the physical issue might be something that they've talked about and now they're ready to open up and talk about what's really bothering them, which can be a range of things, to do with how they're feeling mentally. It can be to do with their job, their relationships, financial situation, just the weather.
Wow.
And what's happening now is that we're finding more people post-COVID who are having a hard time because they haven't got anyone to talk to. And loneliness is, I think, going to be one of the, unless we do something about it, it's going to become an epidemic if we don't start to change the way that we treat each other.
Wow.
And that's going
to be such a big statement, Tony, and I completely get it, because loneliness isn't necessarily for the individual that lives on their own. It's for the individual that loneliness is harder when you're lonely within a group, family, crowded situation. It becomes twice the loneliness then. And I've experienced loneliness within a life where there's lots of people around me, and you think, how can that be? Because that is huge, do you think? And when we think about that, the cause and effect of loneliness. You know, it's harder. It's again, it's more. It's loneliness is accentuated when you're in a place of crowd. But yet, when you do have that, the knock-on effect physically and spiritually is huge.
It is. And certainly, thinking back to COVID, what happened was a lot of people were shoved together. Some were left on their own, and some were somewhere in between. And that's had a massive impact on the dynamics between people.
Wow.
Those left on their own may have experienced even more loneliness than they did previously.
Yeah.
Those who are in families or in couples or relationships, I mean, this goes back to what you were saying a minute ago, could feel even more lonely than those who are on their own because they're thrown together for an extended period of time when normally one or two might have gone out to work in different directions all day and then they come back together at the end of the day. When they're thrown together all day long,
Yeah.
if they've been together for 10 years, you start to notice things about the other person that you didn't see before. And you might find that you're not as aligned as you were.
Yeah.
Then, as a result of that, people can start to feel lonely in families or in couples or
Wow.
relationships or whatever. And also, because people were during that time not going to work as much, again, sitting on their own at home, perhaps with a computer. And over a period of time, some people lost the ability to communicate face to face. And for some people, that's still going on. Now, depending on what your definition of an introvert or an extrovert is, that's had a huge impact on those who are more, just to use the expression, more introverted. They found it even more difficult to then start going out again and seeing people face to face.
Wow, Tony, this has opened up so much. I'm going to say, not concern, but do you think that the country then, well, we could say the world, but let's say the country is still recovering. People are still recovering from that period of time, the COVID period. And I'm talking, let's look at it physically, mentally, and spiritually. Do you think we are still going through a recovery period from COVID?
I don't even know if it's a recovery, Paul. I think it's a change because so much happened during that period. A lot of shops closed down, a lot of quite big shops as well as small ones closed down. So people are not going out to the shops as much. You know, it's Deliveroo and it's Amazon and whatever. It's people doing online stuff and things get delivered to their homes. They're going out even less, they're going to their shops less where they might meet. And those who are trying to get social things going, I haven't to put quite a lot of work into it now. I mean, I'm quite lucky where I am because there's even a WhatsApp group for the street and people have street parties and things, and that's really lovely. But in other places, that just hasn't happened and doesn't happen, and people are left pretty much on their own. They don't know their neighbors. During this period as well, a lot of people moved out to different places or moved back home with parents. All kinds of stuff happened. But as a result of that, they might not know their neighbors or they're stuck in their parents' homes now and they can't move out anywhere else. It's been a life changer for some people, and that's having an impact.
Wow. I didn't give that any thought from that COVID. You know, everybody's so wrapped up in their own, I suppose, COVID journey and COVID time journey that we don't give thought to those that had those drastic changes. And when we think about, you know, the people that are coming into your clinic, do you find that there was a lot more, there was a lot more verbal support that you've had to offer alongside, you know, your services that you offer, do you find that you've had to be more, you had to offer a more verbal part, a verbal support from yourself to your clients?
Absolutely. And I'm happy to do that always, because I've been through that period where I felt lonely and had nobody to talk to. And I know what that does to you after a while. So when people come in and they just want to chat, then that's great as far as I'm concerned. And we'll talk about various aspects of their lives. And then sometimes they might walk out and then not have any treatment, but they've just come in for a chat. We think, okay.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm not to make a habit of it, but there are that's what they need to do at that time. So yeah.
Well, thinking about your clinic though, Tony, let's just remind our listeners that we got the oxygen chamber. What else goes on in your place there?
We've got red light therapy.
Wow.
And that looks like a sunbed, but you won't get a suntan.
Oh.
And do you remember what Breville toasters look like? Do you remember they used to advertise these things on the television? It's like a toaster and you open it up, put your toast in, shut the lid down.
Okay.
It's a bit like that, but it's human size.
Oh, wow.
And you get into it, pull the lid down, turn it on, and you get red light, which hits you. And it's a mixture of things. You get blue light, which deals with any surface or skin issues. Mm-hmm. And then you get red and near infrared, which goes through to your bones and your joints, easing any pains that you've got there.
That's interesting. So we have the oxygen, the red light. Is that where it is? There anything else in there, or that is that where we are?
And then we have something called bioresonance, which is, how can I put it? Frequency healing.
Oh.
And it's based on the principles of quantum physics, and I won't go into all that because people fall asleep. Suffice to say that, let's try and think of an everyday example. If you go into a car park, and it's a really full car park, and you can't find your car, you pull out your key fob, and you click it, and out of all those cars, the lights will flash.
Mm-hmm.
Not on any of the others, just yours. And that's because the wavelength is the same between your key fob and your car.
Okay.
Or even more every day, telephone. How many telephone numbers are there in the world?
I know.
Billions. So you can pick up your phone, and I want to call Paul Rees, and here's his number, and it'll come to you. Not any of the other billions of phones in the world, just yours.
Yeah.
Because the frequency between the number I've just dialed and your phone are aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bioresonance operates on a similar basis to that, which is that we all have our own optimum frequency at which we vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of sync. Bioresonance brings it back into sync.
Wow.
And helps heal the body that way.
So is this a device? I mean, what does this look like? So I can visualize the others. So tell me what else would look like.
It's a device. I've got two, but if I can explain, one of them looks a little bit like a Xerox machine, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
Box. But in that, it's got 2,000 frequencies, which each relate to bodily systems, be it your respiratory system, your digestive system, musculoskeletal system. Within each of those, there is a subset, and each of those has a frequency, a healthy frequency, which needs to be aligned to your specific body.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this does when it's healing us. And it's actually how I got into this, because I had a bad back, arthritis, sciatica, slip disc, and I was shoveling tons of pills, something mm-hmm. called Captopril and something called gabapentin. These are really heavy duty painkillers. And then getting injections in the back as well to try and stop the pain.
Yeah.
He said, can't do anything else apart from cut your back open and fuse your vertebrae together. Now, I'm squeamish anyway, so to tell me that is not a good idea. The direction. And I said, well, one, I'm scared now. because I don't like being cut open. And secondly, what are the risks?
Yeah.
Told that there were small risks, which involved paralysis, impotence, and incontinence.
That's a small risk.
And if I was really unlucky, all three.
Wow.
So I said, it doesn't actually hurt that much. I'll cope.
Wow. Hold that thought, because I want to come back into this after the commercial, because I'm really interested to you where this goes. Because that's quite severe. So listeners, what we're going to do is we're going to jump into our final commercial here. Come back, because when we come back, Tony's going to bring us back into the rest of this recovery story that we're getting into. It's absolutely amazing. So back in about 90 seconds, as they say. Well, maybe it is a little bit more, but you know, I haven't timed it. Who cares? But come back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back into the last quarter of my show, UK Health Radio, and you are with Paul Rees and my amazing, beautiful guest today, straight from London, straight out of his business called Total Body Health, the fabulous Tony Brown. And before we went into our commercial, we were talking about bioresonance therapy. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But what we were talking about is how this prevented you from having your back cut open in surgery.
Yeah.
Now that's a big statement I made there. So tell me, because I want to go into the spiritual part. So just let's finish this bit off. How did the bioresonance save your back?
When I was referred to a bioresonance practitioner, bearing in mind I'd never heard of this before,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm in so much pain, I'll try anything. And I went to see this chap and he gave me several sessions with this. I also had an enlarged prostate as well and was having biopsies for that. And I explained that to him. And when I had the second biopsy, the consultant said, well, I don't know what's been going on, but here's the good news. You haven't got cancer and I'm discharging you back to your GP.
Wow.
I then went back to this bioresonance guy and said, thank you for that. Now, can you sort out my arthritis, slip disc and sciatica? He said, yeah, I think so. And he did. And I dropped 2 stone, back to the gym, lost the pain. And I felt like a new man and said, why don't people know about this? Why isn't it more widely available?
Yeah.
This could help so many people. And he explained that there were people who, A, didn't believe in this kind of stuff. Secondly, wanted to pass it off as quackery.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, profited from other methods of treating people.
Yeah.
Pain. And then my eyes opened and I just thought, well, it's fixed me. Maybe it can help other people. And then I went right into researching about where these devices were, who else was a practitioner, how widely known was it. And then from that, looked into nutrition, how that impacted on us, looked into how exercise impacts on depression, looking at how antidepressants work or may not work, and looking at other ways to get people healthy without either it's open or given lots of pills.
And that's, you know, and it's when you talk about it in that way, you know, you think, wow, this is, do you think, off the wall question, that these therapies that you offer, you know, we're looking at the oxygen tank, we're looking at the infrared light, and also now the bioresonance. Why are they provided by a private business like yourself and not, you know, as part of any form of treatment available in the NHS? Why is that? I don't get that.
That's an interesting one, Paul. You see, in other countries like Germany, a lot of GPs use bioresonance alongside their allopathic treatment of people.
Yeah.
Which means that they might give them less drugs,
mm-hmm.
and bioresonance either alongside or as an option to.
Yeah.
It hasn't spread in this country in the same way. But it is the ambition of some of us to spread that knowledge so that more people are aware of it and that more research is done.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, one of the things that happens with some people is they say, well, where's the science behind all this stuff? You know, where's the double-blind, randomized, controlled experiment to the 95th percentile that shows blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
And I will turn around to them and say, have you found a pill that's got that level of significance that works?
Oh, wow.
They can't. So I say, okay, so what have you got to lose? There are no side effects with this. With a pill, there might be.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick.
Wow. And you know, then it goes into a whole, you know, when we challenge modern medicine, we're not challenging modern medicine, we're challenging money. We're challenging someone who've just paid £80,000 to go through university and become, you know, a doctor or a scientist. You know, that's what we're challenging when we come in with these modern organic opportunities to heal. We're challenging money more so than anything else. We're challenging their money that they invested in themselves to be who they are, or to protect the industry that they represented because of the money they invested in themselves to call themselves a doctor, surgeon, specialist, whatever it may be, pharmacist, and so on. And that doesn't mean, guys, this is a witch hunt, nor all. The NHS is a very powerful, beautiful place that saves lives every day. But let's not be arrogant about this either. There are therapies out there that are very meaningful and very powerful that do get overlooked. You know, and Tony Brown is someone that is calling that out from his place, or, you know, Total Body Health in London. He's spending, dedicating his time to push out that message and say there are other opportunities. It doesn't always have to be a prescription and a tablet. there are ways of healing that come in and maybe for some are the answer, the lifesaver. For others, they are part of the sustaining your health as a human being. And Tony and Oz, it's been beautiful sharing your philosophies and sharing your business with all my listeners here on a global sense. And you will find Tony Brown out there. He's a beautiful man. You will see him. Total Body Health London. And we have hit our limit in time. I can't share any more of Tony. I would like to. We didn't touch on the spiritual part, Tony. We didn't get there, my friend. Here's the thing, Tony, thank you ever so much for coming on and sharing once again your philosophies to what is total body health.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, it really has been appreciated. I love you to bits there. And I will catch you on one of the high net worth events somewhere in London over the next couple of months. And we've got plans anyway. Who knows what Tony is going to be sharing over the next couple of months. We'll see. But in the meantime, Total Body Health, the founder, the beautiful person, Tony Brown. Thank you so much, Tony, for sharing all these philosophies with us.
Thank you, Paul.
Happy days. And listeners, until this time next week, I'm going to say bye for now and boom! Emotion.